With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Drivers in South Dakota who use their cell phones can be pulled over and ticketed purely for that offense starting Wednesday. A new state law taking effect July 1st makes it a Class 2 misdemeanor to use a cell phone while driving, except in an emergency, or to use a GPS app, or to read or enter a phone number. Drivers who talk on the phone will need to either use a hands-free mode or hold the phone up to their ear. Texting and driving already was a secondary offense in South Dakota, meaning a driver had to be pulled over for another reason to be ticketed. But the new law makes it a primary offense, meaning drivers can be pulled over for only using a cell phone. Even as South Dakota's unemployment numbers indicating the economic hardships created by the coronavirus pandemic seem to be easing, officials are warning that residents must remain cautious to prevent the spread of infections. Health officials warn that attending summertime gatherings could increase the risk of transmitting or catching the virus. Other states have seen dramatic spikes in infections as restrictions have been lifted. President Donald Trump plans to attend a fireworks display at Mount Rushmore this week. Organizers are offering 7,500 tickets for the July 3rd event. South Dakota families who stopped receiving free or reduced-price school meals during pandemic-related closures will receive additional money for groceries. The State Department of Social Services is using federal relief money to provide $285 per eligible child to spend on food. The program is known as PEBT. It stands for Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transaction. Families who qualify for several federal assistance programs automatically qualify for this program. Alex Mayer is the SNAP program administrator with the Department of Social Services. He says SNAP-eligible families will have the money automatically available on their benefit cards today.
For TANF households, MED households, and others that were known to our eligibility system, they will receive a notice letting them know of their approval, and they'll receive their benefit via the new PEBT card, and that is going to be a white card that they will receive, and that's how they'll access that benefit.
Those families will have access to the additional money by July 1st. Mayer says families not already in the state system received a notice in the mail telling them to apply online. He says around 47,000 children in the state qualify for these additional funds for groceries. A federal judge has ruled that Alaska Native corporations are eligible for a share of coronavirus relief funding set aside for tribes. Congress included $8 million for tribes in a relief package approved earlier this year. Tribal nations sued to keep it out of the hands of Alaska Native corporations, arguing they didn't qualify. U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta in Washington, D.C. disagreed in a ruling late last week. He said the corporations can be treated as tribal governments for limited purposes. Various tribes say they're reviewing the decision and deciding on the next steps. Many people are calling for the removal of statues, monuments, and other divisive symbols across the United States in the wake of the killing of George Floyd and ongoing racial tensions. The Confederate flag is one of these controversial symbols and has a connection with South Dakota. SDPB's Nick Nelson has more.
Not long after the end of the Civil War, both Union and Confederate soldiers migrated to the Midwest, to what were called soldier colonies. This is according to Kurt Hackamer, who is provost and vice president for academic affairs at the University of South Dakota. He's done extensive research on these post-Civil War soldier colonies. He says the vast majority of those who settled in Dakota Territory were not only Union soldiers, but also experienced high trauma during the war.
These are guys who were in much larger numbers than one would expect in the Union Army veterans in general, and even in veterans in Dakota Territory, much more likely to have been in the bloodiest battles of the Civil War for extended periods of time.
One of these soldier colonies in Dakota Territory was what is now Gettysburg, South Dakota. The Gettysburg Police Department has come under fire recently because it has a Confederate flag on its patch. Gettysburg Mayor Bill Wuttke has said that he's not in favor of removing the flag from the patches, stating that it reflects the history of Gettysburg. However, USD Provost Kurt Hackamer says the display of the flag on the patch and elsewhere largely has nothing to do with direct heritage. He says it's likely there were no Confederate soldiers that settled in Gettysburg.
The founders of Gettysburg, I am convinced, would be absolutely appalled that their police force is wearing the Confederate flag. Because in their minds, when you look at what people like those men were saying in 1883, 1884, 1885, at the time of the town's founding, that flag was the flag of traitors.
Gettysburg resident Selwyn Jones is the uncle of George Floyd and has called for the patch to be changed in the wake of his nephew's killing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Nelson.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB.